Parsha is Parshas Vayetze. So before we start this Parsha, I told you we'd go back to Parshas Toldos. At the end of Parshas Toldos, I heard from Moshe Shapiro. Says, I think it's B'Shem Agro. Says that Yaakov went, right? We're speaking our Parshas Vayetze Yaakov. Yaakov Lamaisa left Eretz Yisrael, went to Golus. What happened before then? So we see, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav went to Yishmael, Vikach et Machlat bat Yishmael, and he took Machlat bat Yishmael, ben Abraham, Achot Navayot, al Nashav lo Leisha. Why it says Achot Navayot? So Rashi explains, Yishmael died at this stage, and Yishmael took the daughter, Esav took the daughter of Yishmael, as a wife. So Rashi goes into the end of the parasha, right? Why the parasha tells us this, and from this we learn that Yaakov, before he went to Beis Lavan, spent Yad Shanim, 14 years, in Yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva, before he went into Golus. Rav Moshe says that this, or the Gro, this part of Chumash represents the final Golus. The final Golus is the Golus of Yaakov, i.e. the Golus we're in. Golus we're in is the Golus of the marriage of Esav to Yishmael, i.e. the Zachar, the male, is Esav, and the female is Yishmael. What does that mean? The male always represents the driving force, right? The potency, and the female always represents the expresser, the mevatzer, the person who goes and expresses that. So, the final golus is that chibur. It's the most difficult golus, the golus of Esav and Yishmael. The person behind Yishmael is really Esav. And in order to fight Esav and Yishmael, Klal Yisrael have to be Yisrael. We have to be Yisrael. What does to be Yisrael mean? And really, this is, we're going to relate this. This parasha is the beginning. We're coming towards Chanukah. It's the beginning of Chanukah. It's the beginning. So we're going to get to the Pachim Ketanim here in the parasha. We're going to see. And then after he married, it says, Vayetziv Yaakov Be'er V'yele Charona. We know what Charona is. Charona is Charon Af Shel Hashem. It's a place in which, right, we saw when Avram went there, he left there and became Alpaim Shana Terah. This is the place of Charon Af Hashem, like the anger of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So Klal Yisrael are now going into Golus. What's the first thing we see? We see now that Yaakov, Yifka b'makom v'yolan sham, kiva ha-shemesh v'ikach mi'abnei ha-makom v'yashem en roshotav yishka b'makom ahu, right? And he dreams his dream, and we know all about the 12 stones that all became one under Yaakov's head, and the tzulam that goes Rosho B'Shamayim, and it's connected Beis HaMikdash Shomata, Beis HaMikdash Shomala. This dream is a dream of the Golos of Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov, Chazal say, Yaakov Tiken, these are the Psukim, the Yaakov Tiken, Tfilas Arvis. What's Tfilas Arvis? Tfilas Arvis is the nighttime prayer. The nighttime prayer is not the morning prayer. Morning prayers are from the afternoon prayer is Yitzchak, that was last week's parasha. The nighttime prayer is Yaakov. Emunatcha b'leilot. The emunah of Klal Yisrael is needed b'leilot. When there's choshech v'afela, when there's darkness. That darkness is the darkness of Golus. It starts with the darkness of Yavan, and it ends up with Esav, which is extension of Yavan, we're going to see. Right, Rome is the extension of Yavan. And finally, when Esav and Yishmael come together, and now we need a fight. What's the fight? The fight, Keneged Yishmael, we learned. What's Yishmael? Yishmael. From the tzaras, the bad things that Yishmael causes to the Jewish people. Yeah? So name Shri Yisrael. Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillahs. So Keneged Yishmael is the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. That call, the call called Yaakov, represents the tefillah, Keneged Yishmael, and the Torah. HaKol Kol Yaakov, Keneged Yedayim Yedei Esav, the call HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. That was the Yud Dalet Shanim. Those are the 14 years. 14 years is means Yad. What does Yad mean? It means a hand. You say you handle something, you hold. A Yad means you have dominion over something. Something in your hand, right, means you have Rishus, it's in your domain. It has to be Torah, which you have a Yad over. Torah, which you have dominion over. This is the only way Yaakov, or Yisrael, can fight in the final Golos. Klal Yisrael have to come together with Torah and Tefillah to fight Golos Esav v'Yishmael. And that's what this parasha is about. Right? So now, I'm going to skip. Go, v'yiketz Yaakov mishnato. He got up from his sleeping. V'yome, achen yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, anochi lo yedati, I didn't know. V'yir'a, v'yome, ma nora ha'makom hazeh. Ma nora ha'makom hazeh. Ein zeh, this is the gates of heaven. This is the place of Beis Hamikdash. The Evin Hashatia, this is the Evin of Yaakov. It's the Evin that has 12, was made from 12, all the Shvatim. All the 12, you know, understand the Shvatim represent the 12 Alach sons, the 12 sides of the world. I.e. all the expressions that can be in the world comes from the Shvatim. So we have 12 constellations, each constellation, 12 months in a year. Each month represents a different Shevet. Yeah? So, the Evin Shtia is the Evin, as the Gemara in Yuma says, the Evin from which Shatat HaOlam, the world, begot its expression from this Evin. That's why it started off with 12, but it became one. You understand? Those 12 facets of the world is really come from one source, the Evin Shtia, which is the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitchaber to the world, the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. And from that place comes all the different aspects of the world. Shlomo HaMelech, it says, that he would see from the Evin Shtia, right? He would see from where there would be certain plants or certain growths in Africa. I mean, if a person understood how everything permeates from the Beis Hamikdash, Kol HaBrocha, all the Brocha comes from that Evin Shtia, but it comes from Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael have a Beis Hamikdash, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is connected to the world, and there's no hest upon him, there's no galus, then the world has the bracha of Klal Yisrael, and it's shotet, it extends to the whole world. When now Yaakov is going to Lavan, the Haggadah starts with Arami Oved Avi. The Gro says that the galus of Lavan is the shorish of the galus of Mitzrayim. And the Ari says, the Mitzrayim is the shorish of all our galus, of all the exiles, the Jewish people. So this parsha, like we said, is the parsha of galus. Here is the shorish of all the galus of Klal Yisrael. So learning this parsha is learning, I mean, not only this parsha, but learning this parsha is learning the shoroshim of all the galus. Pasuk, Perek Kaftes. V'yisa Yaakov raglav. Yaakov lifted his legs, right? V'yelech out of Bnei Kedem. Right? And now he's finding now, he's looking for his zivug, Rachel. So where does he go? V'yah v'hine. He goes now to the Be'er, where all the other of us found, right? The three Edrei Tzon. three sheep, rov tzimalea, over this well. Kimina be'ehahi yishku adarim. They would drink the flocks. Va'even gedola al piya be'e. And this big stone on top of the be'er. V'ne'esfu sham kol adarim v'galalu et ha'even. And when everyone comes together, they'll take off the stone. Me'al piya be'er. V'shku et ha'tzon. V'shuvu et ha'even al piya be'er. L'mkoman, they'll return the even to its place. So it says, V'yom elahem Yaakov, achi, achai. Me'ayin atem, where are you from? V'yomru mecharan anachnu, we're from Haran. V'yom elahem, heyedatem et Lavan ben Nachor. V'yomru yadan, we know who he is. V'yom elahem, ha'shalom lo, v'yom ha'shalom. Yes, it's peace, at peace. V'inei Rachel bito ba'i matzon. V'yom hen od ha'yom gadol, lo et he'asef ha'mikne ha'shkur ha'tzon. L'chu v'ru'u. It's not the time, he was telling them off, it's not the time to, you know, to finish the day. There's still time to work. We can't wait till the evening, we have to wait till everyone comes together. And only then we have strength to remove this stone. Vishkinu aton, and then we can give drink to the tzon, to the flock. Odeinu medabe imam. Rachel ba'a, Rachel comes, imatzon, asher lavia, ki roehi, she was a roeh. Vihi kasher ra'a Yaakov, and when Yaakov saw at Rachel bat Lavan, the daughter of Lavan, achi imo, the brother of his mother, vetzon Lavan, achi imo, the brother of his mother, vihigash Yaakov came forward, vayagel et ha'even, and removed the stone, me'al pi ha'be'er, from the be'er, vayash et hatzon lavan achimo, and he gave drink to the tzon lavan achimo. Right? That's interesting. Loshen v'yish v'yashk, and then what happens next? Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel. The same loshen. He kissed Rachel. V'isa et kolo. He raised up his voice. Vayevk, and he cried. Rashi says, why was he crying here? He was crying because he saw that Rachel wasn't going to be buried with him. What's this big deal? Comes Yaakov. Everyone needs to pick up this stone from the be'er. Yaakov, when he sees Rachel, he picks up the stone. One person. That it's not a human feat. It's something tremendous. You needed all the roi tzon to pick up this stone, and now Yaakov picks up this stone, and then he feeds the flock, and he kisses Rachel, and it's the same lashon for kissing.
It's water.
Right, it's the same lashon. What does this stone represent? This stone represents. Well, you know the story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva saw the stone. And he saw the water flowing into the stone and the drop dropping into the stone, making a hole in the stone. Each little drop, and he made a kal v'chomer for himself. If water can make a hole in the stone, then the Torah, which is similar to water, can make a hole, can make an impression of my lev basa. But why the stone? The stone is a mashal for the Yetzara. The Be'er is a Be'er Maim Chaim, represents the Torah. Yaakov showed Rachel his koach of the Torah. The koach of the Torah that he revealed, he removed the stone and he fed the son. He fed the son the same lashon as Neshika of Rachel. The connection of Rachel to Yaakov. Rachel is the aim of Klal Yisrael. Rachel and Leah. However, the Ika Habayis is Rachel. Rachel is the mother of Klal Yisrael. This was a sign that Klal Yisrael were going to be able to drink. The Tzon represents the children. We're going to be able to drink from that stone. The Vayishak is a connection. It's a kiss. It's a connection. The Klarisul would have this connection, and the Klarisul would have the ability, Lasir Ha'Evan, to remove that Evan, i.e. the Yetzahara, from on themselves. That's the Koch of Rachel. That's the Koch of Yaakov. That's the Koch of Yaakov, who's the Amud HaTorah. The Hasara of that Evan is the ability that Klal Yisrael, and that's the Koch that Klal Yisrael gave, that Yaakov gives us, that we have the ability to remove our Yetzahara and to be a Kli to remove Kabul Torah. Revolvi says, why do we learn Musa? Why do we need to learn Musa? In order to become a vessel to receive Torah, a clean vessel. If you have a wine barrel, and it's a dirty barrel, and you put the finest wines in that barrel, so the finest wine, if it's put into the barrel which is dirt in it, it'll go bad. Musa is there for us to be a vessel to receive Torah. That's what it's there. And then, when you put a good wine in it, it'll be kept. It'll be a good wine. It'll taste good. Recho nodif. It'll have a nice smell. You understand? So, here is the foundation in which Yaakov shows us the koach of the Amud HaTorah. He has the ability, lasia evan, to remove that evan mehaber. And that he has the ability lishak hatzon, to connect that Torah to the tzon, to Klal Yisrael. Tzon kadoshim. We call tzon kadoshim the tzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the flock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by Yishak Yaakov, the marriage of Yaakov to Rachel, is that connection to Torah. Why is Yaakov crying that he sees he's not going to be buried with Rachel? So I explained this once, explain it again just quickly. That Kvura, that's what we learn, Kicha Kicha, Mistei Ephron, we learn that the whole point of Kiddushin is that the two bodies become one, because you're one soul. And the purpose is, you learn Kiddushin from the burial place. Why? Because when a person's buried, the goof, a man and wife are buried together, the goof is not separating between them, they become one. The Gemara Bavavasa says, Avram Becheko Shosara. They won. So when Yaakov sees that Rachel is not going to be buried with him, he realizes that there's something not completely fixed in their zivug, in their connection. It's not a complete connection. I.e., if the zivug, the connection of Yaakov and Rachel is not complete, that means there's a pagam in Klal Yisrael's Torah. There's a pagam in our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's the same, we'll see later on in Parshas Vayechi, right? That when Rachel was buried, she was buried Derech Ephrata, and she was going to be there for the Jewish people, when they went into Galus, that she would daven for them. I.e., it was Yaakov saw this is a sign of Galus, it's a sign of the Jewish people. Our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to be a complete connection. The connection of Yaakov to Rachel is the connection of Klal Yisrael to the Jewish people. And that's the Be'er. That's through the Torah. That's what it represents. That's our connection. You understand? It's brought down in Sfarim Kedoshim that Kivyachol, the zivug of Yaakov and Rachel, or Yisrael, right? That's kivyochol, the connection of Klal Yisrael to the Shechina. Klal Yisrael versus the Shechina, the Divine Presence, our connection with God, kivyochol. So this parsha is speaking about the gods, it's speaking about the connection of Yaakov and Rachel, right? And Leah, we're going to see, learn about Leah. This is a very, very deep parsha. In this parsha are the seeds of all the goddess and are the reasons for all the goddess. So we're going to go weiter. Vahi kishmo Lavan et shma Yaakov. He heard of Yaakov's coming. Ben achoto. V'yiratz likrato. V'yichabek lo. He hugged him. V'yinashek lo. And kissed him. V'yivehu el beito. Brought us to his house. V'yisapel Lavan et kol advarim ha'elu. explained to Lavan. So what was this chibuk? So Rashi explains. He checked him to see if there's any money on him. He checked into his mouth, right? Nothing. Actually, he had to explain to him what happened to him. Why he came, right, without any money. V'yomel Lavan Yaakov, hachi hachi ata, you're my brother. V'avdatani chinam. Hagidali ma miskorotech. You don't have to work for me free. Tell me what your maskorot is. Ulelavan shtei banot. Shem hagadol Leah. The older one was Leah. V'shem haktana Rachel. And the younger one was Rachel. V'enei Leah rakot. And the eyes of Leah were soft. Rachel haita yifat to'av yifat ma'eh. Chumash here is explaining, right? What? That Lavan had two daughters. Why was the eyes of Leah soft? Because two daughters to Rachel, to Lavan, and two sons to Yitzchak, or to Rivka. Leah for Esav, and Rachel for Yaakov. Enei Leah rakot, for the tears that she cried, that she was going to be given over to Esav. Now we know from last week's parsha, Esav's tafkid was taken away and given to Rachel, to Yaakov. So therefore now, Leah was supposed to be married to Yaakov. But who was the main marriage to be to Yaakov? It should really have been first Rachel and then Leah. V'yev Yaakov et Rachel. That was his designated wife. V'yom evadecha sheva shanim. I worked for you 7 years. For Rachel bitcha haktana. For Rachel, your daughter, the younger one. Chazal said, why so much? Because he knew that Lavan was a Ramai. And he knew that he was going to try and trick him. And he gave simonim to Rachel. Right? He gave simonim that he wouldn't be cheated. And even though that was, didn't help him, Lavan cheated Yaakov. Now we're going to see that this cheating of Rachel of Lavan is the Siba, is the beginning of all the Galus. We're going to explain. V'yomer Lavan, Tov titi ota lach, it's good for me to give to you, mititi ota al ish acher, shava imadi, stay with me, v'yavod Yaakov barachol sheva shanim, v'yu be'inav ki yamim achadim ba'avato ota. It was like short time in terms of his love for her. Vayomer Yaakov el Lavan, hava et ishti, bring my wife. Ki mal'u yamai v'avo elea. So Chazal say, even the most basic people don't speak like this. Give me my wife and I'll succumb to her. Even the most basic people don't. Yaakov wanted to be Ma'amid Hishvatim, Ma'amid Klal Yisrael. V'yesof Lavan et kol anshei makom v'yaseh mishte. V'be'erev yikach et Leah bito v'yavo ota ela v'yavo elea. And Chazal tell us that Rachel, because she didn't want to embarrass her sister, gave the simanim that Yaakov, the signs that Yaakov gave to her, and he gave it to Leah. V'yitein Lavan la et Zilpa shivchato, the younger shivcha, to trick Yaakov, Leah bito shivcha. It was also his daughter. V'yi baboke, v'yinehi Leah. And in the morning he saw there was a Leah. V'yome Lavan, ma zot asita li? What's this you did to me? Halo barachel avadati imach. I worked for you for Rachel. V'lama remitani? There was an anger here in Yaakov. Chazal tell us that Yaakov, when he connected with Leah, thought she was Rachel. this wasn't good. The person that was born from this was Reuven. Reuven was to be the Bechor. This should not have been. Reuven should not have been the Bechor. Had Yaakov married Rachel first, he would have married Leah. Because Esau no longer had that. This Rav Nachman speaks about. Ben HaChalifin. Right? Lavan Hichlif. Swapped. Had Rachel been the first connection, Yosef would have been born. Yosef would have been the Bechor. There would not have been any machloket in the Shvatim. We would have had the 12 Shvatim. Yosef would be recognized as the Bechor of Klal Yisrael. They wouldn't have thought he's trying to take over. And they would not have had all the mechirat of Yosef, the selling of Yosef, the going into Mitzrayim and the way we went. All that would not have happened. It would have been a different story. This action of Lavan was the shorish, the beginning of the goddess. Why did Yaakov have to work to get Rachel? Why couldn't you just marry her? And we see that it's going to work again to get Leah. And then it's going to work for the Tzon. Why? So, since a daughter comes from the house of the father, and Lavan was a Rasha, Lavan represents the Rishus in the world. Any connection with Lavan would have had a bad effect, Chas v'Shalom, on Klal Yisrael. Either if so long as they were called the daughters of Lavan, Yaakov married the daughters of Lavan, that would have been a problem. So the work was to lenatek, to separate Rachel and Leah from being, so to speak, Lavan's daughters, from the hashpa of Lavan, to clean them out, so to speak. They were menutak. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see soon. We're going to get there. The Gal Saduta, we're going to get there. We're going to understand this a little bit more. Let's go weiter. So now it says, so then, Lavan comes back and says, Lo yaseh ken mokomenu, in our place, the tetat zira fnei abachira, the younger one before the older one, male shvu azot, finish the 7 days of Yishev HaBrachas, V'nitna lecha gam et zot, and we'll give you also Rachel, ba'avoda asher ta'avod, for the work that you will work, imadi, od sheva shanim acherot, another 7 years, right? And now he marries, v'yas Yaakov ken, u'male shvu azot, v'yitain lo et Rachel, bito lo leish, and he was given Rachel, his daughter, for his wife. So it says, v'yaveh gam el Rachel, he connected with Rachel. V'yehev gam et Rachel mileh. He loved Rachel more than Leah. V'yavod imo od sheva shanim acher. He worked another 7 years. V'yar Hashem, and God saw, ki sanua Leah. V'yiftach et Rachma v'Rachel akara. And Rachel was an akara. The Ari explains the reason that Leah was sanua by Yaakov, because Yaakov didn't reach the darga of Leah. Leah is a higher darga than Rachel, and that's that concept was also caused by Lavan. Because had Yaakov married first Rachel, had he had 7 years with Rachel, those 7 years with Rachel would have brought him to the level of Leah. He would have had children with Rachel. He would have had Yosef and Binyamin, maybe others. And Leah would have had the other Shvatim. And Leah would have been Ahuv by Yaakov. Because Yaakov would have reached the level of Leah. The Sinu'ah and the rivalry that was caused between Rachel and Leah, i.e. the separation that was caused between Rachel and Leah, that was also the fault of Lavan. And this is a very important concept, because it's brought down in Sfarim Kedoshim that there's two concepts. There's two concepts of the female. The concept of the female is Rachel by herself, and that's a lower Shechina, the lower Divine Presence. And then there's Rachel and Leah together. And that's when the Shechina is on a higher level, and when Yaakov is Yisrael. And that connection is when Klal Yisrael on a higher level. Lavan caused that there would be the separation of these two levels, and that we'd have, most of the time, just the lower level. And that, the lower level, the Yaakov and Rachel, is the level of Golus. That's why Rachel is not buried in the Maris and Machpelah with Yaakov, with Yisrael. Only Leah. Because until we have that Rachel and Leah are together with Yaakov, we still have Golus. That's the Bechi that Yaakov had when he saw that Rachel was going to be buried with him. That we're going into Golus, which I told you, this is what this parasha is speaking on. Now we're going through the births of all the Shvatim. Right? And we now know why Leah has children, because she was Sanua. So Kodesh Baruch Hu opened her womb, and Rachel was Akara. Yeah? And now I'm not going to go through all the Shvatim, but it's very important. The psukim here of the Shvatim are very important, but I'm going to tell you something very simple. The names that were given to the Shvatim were the names that the woman felt at the time of their conception. Yeah. So we'll start, I'll give you one, and then we'll see. V'taha Leah, and Leah got pregnant. V'teled ben, and he gave birth to a child. V'tikrash mo Reuben, right? Ki amra, ki ra'a Hashem ba'oni. Hashem saw my affliction. Ki ata yaveni ishi, now my husband will love me. Why is Reuben called ra'a ba'oni, Reuben, right? She was called after the afflictions that Leah felt, though she was Sanua. Right? He's called Shimon. Chazal derish the names in a different way, but it doesn't matter. The feelings of the woman at the time of conception gives the tchuna, the concept of the children. That's why we should, when we start naming of children, it's usually the wife that gives the names. She has a Ruach HaKodesh. She has an understanding of what she's feeling in giving that name. The rest of the Shvatim, you'll see, if you look at the Psukim, have the same, if you go through all the Psukim, all the names come from the feeling of the Imahot at the time of birth. Now, we'll go to Yosef. V'yizkor, Pasuk Kaf Beis. V'yizkor Elokim et Rachel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Rachel. V'yishma Elei Elokim. And God, Elokim here, right? By Leah, the word is Hashem. By Rachel, it's Elokim, Bedin. V'yiftach et Rachma. He opened her womb. V'taha v'teileid ben. V'tomah. She says, Asaf Elokim et Cherpati. God gathered my embarrassment. V'tikrat Shmo Yosef. And his name was called Yosef. Lemo. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Kodesh Baruch Hu give me another child. Yosef is the one who's Osef Cherpat Klal Yisrael. He brings back all the lost souls, all the embarrassment of Klal Yisrael. He brings it all back. That's when he went down to Egypt. He was Osef. He was the Ma'asef. He's the one who comes, Mashiach ben Yosef. He comes before Mashiach ben David. And he's Osef et Cherpateinu. He gathers in our embarrassment. He brings us back. Right? I'm going to learn. That's going to be the concept of Ner Chanukah. We're going to learn that. That Yaakov is the spark, Yosef is the lava, and Esav is the kash. He burns the ra. He removes the ra from the world, and he brings us back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the concept of Ner Chanukah. We're going to see that in Parshas Vayeshev when we get there, B'ezras Hashem. Vayi kashe yalda Rachel et Yosef. Vayome Yaakov elavan. Shalacheni, send me. Now that he has Yosef, he now has the koach to fight Esau. He has now the koach to come back to Eretz Israel. Ve'elecha el mikomi ula'arzi. I'll go back to my land. Tonight, Nashai, you see, he says, give me my wives. Not your daughters, my wives. Ve'et yeladai, and my children. Asher avadti otcha. I worked for you. Behen. Ve'elecha ki ata yadata. You know, et avodati. Asher avadatich, my work that I worked from you. Vayome elav lavan, imna matzati chen beinecha, nichashti, vivarcheni Hashem beglalecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I saw in my nichush, in my kishuf, I saw, right? That all the bracha that came to me came because of you. This is the makor that in Galus, when the Jewish people go into Galus, the nations of the world understand how the bracha of their nation comes from the Jewish people. Whether it be Spain, whether it be Germany, whether it be America today. I mean, everyone understands who made America. It was the Jews. Google, Intel. Go through it. You know, Hollywood. Oh, you know, the nuclear bomb. America as a superpower, America was made because of the Jews. That's happened always. When Klal Yisrael going to Golus, that's a concept also of Yosef. Mishnah Lemelech, they become secondary to the king, right? The bracha of that country comes from the Jews. That's what Lavan recognized. That's what said in this pasuk here. Yaakov before... Laban before Yaakov came never had sons. Now we see he has sons. He only had Rachel. He never had sons. And all the tzon that Yaakov looked after him, he had flocks and flocks of tzon. He never had so much wealth. Yaakov came. I forgot to mention Dinah, so I'm going to go back and mention Dinah. That Leah was going to have another child, and had she had another child, Leah made the cheshbon, she made the calculation that Rachel wouldn't have, would be even less than the shvachot. So Leah davened, right, that her child would be Dinah. So that Rachel could have Yosef. So the concept of Dinah is a chalipin of Yosef, is an exchange, so to speak, for Yosef. So Dinah represents the female concept of Yosef. That's why we're going to find, right? We're going to find, but I'll explain it soon, that eventually you're going to see that Yosef marries Osnat, which is the daughter of Dinah from the Mice of Shechem. But that we're going to learn when we learn Chanukah. Now, Ya v'yome nakva sarche alai v'etna. V'yome elav. Ata yadat, you know. Yaakov's now asking for a payment. Yadata et asher avadatich v'et asher haya miknech hayti. You know how much I worked for you and that your flock were with me. Ki ma'at asher haya lecha, you had a little lefanai in front of me, v'yifrotz l'rov, it became a whole abundancy. V'yavrech Hashem otcha, and Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed you l'ragli because of me. V'ata matai ha'eseh gam anochi lebeiti. When I will do now for my home. What I'll give to you, this is love, the conversation between love and Yaakov. Yaakov, don't give me anything. Yaakov doesn't want anything from love. He doesn't want any connection with love. Love represents Umos Olam. Yaakov doesn't want to take anything from them. There was no connections with Umos Olam. Im ta'aseli hadava azeh ashuva re'et soncha ve'shmo. If you do for me this matter, and I will take your flock and I will guard them. So now, he goes through a whole thing. V'yavo b'chol tzonech hayom. Hase misham kose, nakud. Remove from there all the se, which is nakud, has dots. Talua v'kol se, chum b'kvasim, v'taluva nakud b'yizim v'yeshariim. Right? So now we see this a pasuk here. And the pasuk says, pasuk lamed hei, v'yaseh b'yomahu et atayashim ha'akudim v'atluyim. With kol ha'izim hanekudot hatluot v'kol asher lavan bo, whatever has lavan in it was removed. V'kol chum b'kvasim v'yiten b'yad banav, he gave it to the sons of Lavan. V'yisem der shloshet yamim, he separated in 3 days. Beino ben Yaakov v'Yaakov roe son lavan hanoteret, what was left, and they were all weak flock, right? They were all weak flock. And then we have this whole story of the maklot, etc., etc., and how Yaakov brought on his own son. The Ari says here, the akudim, the kudim, the brudim, represents the higher worlds of reward, i.e. Olam Haba, the worlds of Schar, the worlds of Olam Haba. And the work of Yaakov for the son of Lavan represents the rewards of a person in this world for his Olam Haba, i.e. the schar of this son is the schar of a person for his Olam Haba. And Yaakov didn't want any connection with Lavan's son. He separated it. I.e., we're going to see that after he has this separation and he makes his connection, he makes his wealth is the Schar Olam Haba, the Schar of Olam Haba, that's what Ari says. Then he leaves. Next pasuk. The pasuk Mem Gimel. V'yifrotza ish ma'od ma'od. Yaakov became very wealthy. V'hilet son rabot. V'shvachot v'avadim. V'gmalim v'chamorim. Yet he had maidservants, camels, donkeys, servants. V'yishma divrei bnei Lavan l'mor. And was heard the words of the sons of Lavan saying, Lakach Yaakov et kol asher l'avinu. He took what's our father's wealth. Ma'asher l'avinu, what belongs to our father. V'asa et kol hakavod hazeh. And he did all this. What do they say about the Jewish people in Golos? We took their money. All the wealth of America the Jews took. All the wealth of Germany the Jews took. All the wealth of Spain. We brought them their wealth. We brought them their wealth. And they say we took their wealth. That's what the taina is of the sons of Lavan. Lavan didn't have sons before Yaakov came. Only now he has sons. Vaya Yaakov et painei Lavan. V'hine einenu imo kitmol shilshon. The face of Lavan's not the same. Vayomer Hashem el Yaakov, Shuv el Eretz Avotecha, go back to Eretz Israel. Ula moladetecha v'yei machan, I'll be with you. This is the going out of Lavan, was like the going out of Egypt and entering Eretz Israel. Right? And the avoda that Yaakov worked for Lavan is like the work of the Jewish people worked for Paro. And the son that they took out is what they took out from Egypt. The spoil they took out with them from Egypt. V'yishlach Yaakov yikra l'Rachel v'le'a sadeh, call them to the field, el tzono, to his flock. V'yom elehen, ro'eh anochi et pnei avichin, and see the face of your father. Ki einenu elai kitmol shilshom. It's not like it was yesterday beforehand. V'elokai avi haya imadi, and the God of my father is with me. Etna yedaten, do you know, Ki b'chol kochi avadti avichem. For with all my strength I served your father. Avichem hetel bi ve'echlef et miskorati. He started with me and he changed my wage. Asarat monim 10 times. V'lo natnu elokim la'ra'im edi. And God didn't give him to do bad to me. He explained the concept of the Golos. All these things Klal Yisrael go through in the Golos. im kol yoma nekudim yischarcha. If he said nekudim would be yischar, we'll do koratzon nekudim. The tzom were born nekudim. V'im kol yoma akudim yischarcha, akudim will be your reward. We'll do koratzon akudim. Here, these concepts of nekudim and akudim are representations of the spiritual world, says the Ari. Vayatzer Elokim et mikne avichem yiten li. Right? He gave the mikne, God gave, he gave it to me. The work that I worked in Galus, right? That work, that avodas Hashem, that's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's going to build the Olam Haba. Vayhi be'et yicham hatzon. Okay, it's going to explain the whole thing now. But the main thing here I want to show is, v'ta'an, after he spoke to them, ta'an Rachel v'Leah. Rachel and Leah answered him. V'tomauna, and they said, lo, ha'od lanu chelek v'nachala v'beit avinu? Do we have any portion left with our fathers? Halo nochriot nechshavnu. We're considered like strangers. Lo, ki machavnu, we were sold. V'yochal gam achol et kaspenu. Now he'll take also our monies. Ki kol ha'osha shehitzil elokim ma'avinu. All the wealth that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you from our father, lanuhu, it's ours, ulevanenu, and to our children. Vata kol asher ama elokim elecha aseh. Whatever God tells you, do. What's this whole conversation? Yaakov takes him to the field and has this whole conversation. The Chumash goes to us. And what do they tell him? We're separate from our fathers. Our children, our wealth, whatever God tells you, go. Go to Eretz Yisrael. We were, the whole point of the Galus is to refine Klal Yisrael and to separate us from Tumas Akum, from the impurities of the rest of the world. It's Mitzrayim was Kur HaBarzel. You know what Kur HaBarzel is? When you take metal from the ground and you put it into a melting block, the top, all the bad stuff comes to the top, it's removed, and then you get pure metal or pure gold coming out. That's the purpose of Galus. Harlo Nochriot was completely separate. Klausel now separated from Lavan. Lavan represents Umas Olam. Now, I'm not going to go into it, but now Yaakov runs away and he steals, and Rachel steals the Trafim of Lavan, right? And we have this whole story. It's a very important story, but we'll see that the whole concept of Rachel is that Rachel goes down to the Ra and removes the Ra from its Shoresh. And that's what Rachel does. The concept of Rachel does every night. Every night when we go to sleep, the tafkid of the Shechina is to go down into the lower worlds and bring out all what's necessary for the next day for Klal Yisrael. That's the concept of Rachel. That's the concept of Galus. And that's the concept of Galus. We go into Galus to bring back, to bring out all the lost souls, all those lost sparks. You guys are why we're in Galus. Because you guys are lost sparks that are brought back. The Shekhinah brought you back. Rachel Imenu brought you back. That's what it's representing. You understand? So when Yaakov went, Rashi brings a midrash that Yaakov, when he passed through the Yarden, he put his makel, he put his rod, and it parted the sea. So you obviously can understand what's to do with the splitting of the Red Sea. All what happened in Mitzrayim is hinted in this parasha. Now we have a very important nekuda. This is the makor, says the Arizal, for Lag BaOmer, i.e., Lag BaOmer, which is just before Matan Torah. This is where it is. So it says now, Lavan catches up to Yaakov, and he's annoyed with him, right? And there's a whole story there, which is written in the Chumash, I'm not going into. But then they decide that they're going to make a pact. V'ata lecha nichrata brit ani v'ata. Let's make a bris between us. V'ayala aid, and it'll be a testimony, b'ini v'inecha, between you, me, and between you. V'yikach Yaakov aven. V'yarima matzeva. He made the whole matzeva, a whole monument. Vayomer Yaakov l'achiv, liktu avanim, gather stones, v'yiku avanim, v'yasu gal, and they made a whole pile of stones. V'yochlu sham al hagal, they ate on this gal. V'yikra lo lavan, yiga sa'aduta, in Aramaic, right? V'yaakov karlu gal'ed. Gal'ed is this bris, which says, next pasuk, v'yomer lavan, hagal hazeh, Eid beini ubeinecha. It says, test between you, me and you. Hayom. Alkein karashmo gal eid. Says Chazal, this wasn't a bris. This wasn't a covenant of connection. This was a covenant of separation. Gal eid represents the separation of Klal Yisrael from Tumas Okum. Lag ba'ome, right? Coming out to Har Sinai, Lag Ba'omer represents that day where we remove ourselves from Tumas Okum. That's why it's a special day in Judaism. That's why it's a day there was a revelation of the Idra. There's a revelation of Teresh, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, how the higher world, the Idra, how the higher worlds are connected to the lower worlds. How the worlds of reward are connected to this world. I.e., that's what Klal Yisrael represent. Klal Yisrael represent how the higher persona of man connects to this world, and bringing man's higher persona, the higher worlds, the worlds of Schar, into this world. Tumas Okum is they don't have that concept. They don't have that ability. They don't have the higher level of soul to connect the higher worlds to the lower worlds. That's the separation here of Klal Yisrael from Tumas Okum. Therefore, Bilam, when he wanted to connect Klal Yisrael, and that was Bilam's Eitzah, Bilam who wanted to connect with the Aton, the whole story of the Aton, that the Aton went into a war. What was that war? And Bilam was the Gilgul of Lavan, the Ari says. Bilam went into the wall. What was that wall? That wall was the Gal'ed. To remind him that there's a bris, that you can't be Ma'arev, you can't connect Klal Yisrael with the Okum. You can't connect us with the nations of the world. We're separate. And Bilam tried to cross that. So the Aton, Shlosh Regalim, three times he bashed into the wall to remind Bilam of that. But Bilam didn't listen. You understand? That's what's happening here. That's what this parasha is about. This parasha is the shoroshim of the building of Klal Yisrael, the building of Klal Yisrael in Golos, the Shvatim, and the problems of the Shvatim came into being because of the swapping of Rachel and Leah, which was the cause of Lavan. Okay?